Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Of course, the election already underway as we have in-person absentee voting ongoing in Wisconsin. For those folks who have yet to cast a ballot throughout the week, WTMJ's Adam Roberts exploring what we'll see on the ballots once we head to the polls.
Exercise your vote!
We're inching closer to Election Day 2024, and even as hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites vote early, there are still those that choose, whether by necessity or even just tradition, to make the trip to the polls on that first Tuesday in November. So if you have yet to cast your ballot, we'll go over exactly what you can expect when you head to your polling location.
Don't boo! Vote!
Our next stop is Milwaukee County, where, of course, you will vote for president, in addition to Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican nominee former President Donald Trump. The ballot will include Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as third-party candidates Chase Oliver, Dr. Jill Stein, Randall Terry, Claudia De La Cruz, and Cornel West. All ballots will also include the race for one of Wisconsin's two U.S. Senate seats between incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. As for the House, each of the four congressional districts represented in Milwaukee County also has a contested race this fall. District 1, which encompasses the southern suburbs, sees incumbent Republican Brian Steil taking on Democrat Peter Barca and the Green Party's Chester Todd Jr. In central Milwaukee's District 4, longtime Democratic incumbent Gwen Moore faces off against Republican Tim Rogers and independent Robert Raymond. District 5 includes the western suburbs and sees incumbent Republican Scott Fitzgerald facing a challenge from Democrat Ben Steinhoff. And District 6, which includes far northeastern North Shore suburbs, sees incumbent Republican Glenn Grothman taking on Democrat John Zarbano.
You gotta get out and vote.
At the state level, a key battle in the Assembly is unfolding in the newly drawn 61st District, including Greendale and Hales Corners, as well as parts of Greenfield and small portions of both Milwaukee and Franklin. You've probably seen TV ads across southeast Wisconsin for the rematch between Democrat Lou Ann Byrd and Republican Bob Donovan. The pair also faced off for the seat in 2022, with Donovan winning by just 525 votes. Another potential toss-up lies in Assembly District 21, another redrawn district which includes all of Oak Creek as well as far southern Milwaukee and portions of eastern Greenfield. There, Republican incumbent Jesse Rodriguez takes on Democratic challenger David Marsteller. The race is Marsteller's first after a career in floriculture, while Rodriguez has held the seat since 2013. Milwaukee County's odd-numbered state Senate districts are also up for grabs this fall. The lone contested Senate district is District 8, encompassing most of the North Shore suburbs, where incumbent Republican Dewey Stroebel faces a challenge from Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin. Finally, in addition to the statewide non-citizen voting referendum question, of Milwaukee's 19 municipalities, 10 communities will be voting on school referenda, where districts are asking, on average, for around $53 million each for increased operating expenses and various facility improvement projects. Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.
For a complete rundown of all our election information, you can visit Decision Wisconsin, the special section, at WTMJ.com.